Hallelujah. It's great.
Amen.
Isn't it?
Yes.
We can all lift our voices in praise.
Yes.
Glory to God. 2 Samuel chapter 4 tonight. If you're able tonight, stand for the reading of the word. We'll also read from 2 Samuel chapter 9. Glory to God. We'll try to preach what the Lord has dealt with our hearts. 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4. The Bible says, "And Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son that was lame of his feet. He was 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel. And his nurse took him up and fled. And it came to pass, as she made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame. And his name was Mephibosheth." Chapter 9, verse 3. Over a couple of pages. Chapter 9, verse 3. "And the king said, Is there not yet any of the house of Saul, that I may show the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet. And the king said unto him, Where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, Behold, he is in the house of Maker, the son of Amiel and Lodabar. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Maker, the son of Amiel from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son Amen. Now Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was coming to David. He fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, Behold thy servant. And David said unto him, Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan, thy father, for Jonathan, thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul, thy father. And thou shalt eat bread at my table continually.
Yes, yes.
And he bowed himself and said, What is thy servant, that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am? Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertained to Saul and all his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruits that thy master's son may have food to eat, but Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants, and said, Then said Ziba to the king, According to all that my lord the king hath commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. And all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both of his feet. Would you pray with us? Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Thank you for the Spirit of God that's here, Lord. How you've already helped, Lord, in this service. God, I'm praying, Lord, I need you to come by, Lord, and anoint me, Lord. Oh, Lord, I can do nothing, God, without your anointing. Lord, would you break the yoke tonight, God, and anoint us, Lord, to be able to deliver our hearts, Lord, what you dealt with us. God, that you would touch in these altars, Lord, and deal with hearts here tonight. God, that you would move in a great and mighty way. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. And the church said,
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to preach to you tonight on a simple thought on the king's call to the cripple. The king's call to the cripple. You ever been treated better than you deserved? Ever been somebody just sort of rolled out the red carpet for you? And how that they maybe prepared meals for you. Maybe they took you in their home for a couple of days. And hallelujah. And that, I tell you, that's something that is doesn't happen that often. But it does happen, doesn't it? When people treat you, amen, much, much better than you deserve. Hallelujah. I want you to picture tonight Mephibosheth. He's the cripple that we're talking about. Mephibosheth was the son of Jonathan. And Jonathan, we know, is the son of King Saul. Mephibosheth was crippled in both feet. And when the news came of Saul's and Jonathan's death, his nurse took him up and ran with him. Hey, man, I don't know if she carried him the whole way. away. Amen. I don't know if she took him up by the hand and ran with him. Amen. He was 5 years old, so I wouldn't think that she could run real far with him, carrying him. And so she went with him, and the Bible says that he fell. She either dropped him, or he pulled away from her, or she was to hold his hand. Something happened, Brother Tommy, that he fell. And when he fell, it was a terrible accident. Amen. And he ended up being crippled in both feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Glory to God. Oh. Hallelujah. And oh, I tell you, when Saul and Jonathan back then, when they was killed, amen, and those Bosheth, Jonathan's brother, was killed, David had been declared the king. Mephibosheth, see, he would have been a possible heir to the throne.
Right.
And as you Bible readers know, amen, in those days of a king, amen, would need to be replaced. Amen, it would go to the son or someone, you know, the eldest son or the one that was in line.
Right. Yeah.
But if it was, if someone else took over, like David took over, they would go and eliminate anybody that might come against them.
Right.
Hallelujah. And so we find that Mephibosheth was a possible heir to the throne, being Jonathan's son. Amen. And so this nurse of his ran with him for their lives.
Yeah.
Glory to God, kept him hid. Of course, David didn't plan to do that. He loved Jonathan.
Yeah.
He loved him so much, but they didn't know that.
No.
They didn't know what David would do. And so it was wise for them to flee. Amen. Especially a five-year-old boy, to take him and to hide him and to raise him. Amen. To get him up in age. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Mephibosheth is much like us. Amen. He was born in royalty. Hallelujah. And we were born in the royalty of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yet mankind fell. And Mephibosheth fell. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, mankind fell into sin. And the Lord sent his son that we might be able to be saved.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And so, as you know, you Bible readers know, David has become the king. It has been some years now. The king has flourished under his leadership. In fact, the kingdom grew as much as 10 times its original size. David was a great king. Amen. He was written up so much of in the Bible, we know. He was a great warrior. He was a great leader. He was a great king. And now we've come to the point in Israel that King David, they've been at war. And they've, years have passed. Amen. But now it's a time of peace. And David begins to reminisce and to begin to think about, amen, his commitments and his loyalty. Hallelujah. And so we look at the promise of David. David loved Jonathan. And Jonathan loved David. We know Jonathan put himself in harm's way, standing for David like he did. Oh, glory to God. David loved Jonathan so much. 1 Samuel 20:17 says, Jonathan caused David to swear again because he loved him. For he loved him as he loved his own soul.
Yes.
Woo! Glory to God. Yes. He loved Jonathan just like he loved himself.
Yes.
Jonathan also had gotten David to promise to be good to his house forever. Verse 15 says, but also thou shalt not cut off thy kindness from my house forever. No, not when the Lord hath cut off the enemies of David, everyone from the face of the earth. So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, let the Lord even require it at the hand of David's enemies.
Yes.
And so this had to be a commitment that weighed heavily upon David's heart.
Right.
He loved Jonathan. He hated it that Jonathan was dead. But now he's been king for a while, and he's God has flourished him. And here it is in this time of peace. See, he begins to think. Amen. And he thinks about Jonathan. And he thinks about his commitment to always treat his house well.
Yeah.
Had it not been for Jonathan saving his life, Brother Daniel.
Yeah.
David had may not been there.
Uh-huh.
Of course, had it not been for God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
But at some point, David says in verse 1 of chapter 9, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show kindness? Amen. For Jonathan's sake. Isn't there anybody left in that household that I can, amen, show them kindness? Isn't there anybody, amen? My friend Jonathan, I loved him and I committed to him that I would be show kindness to his house. David's not trying to look good. He's not trying to get an attaboy and a pat on the back. David is already the king.
Right.
He doesn't need anybody to say good job. He's not looking for a promotion. He's already at the top.
All right.
Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. David's just remembering his commitment to his friend Jonathan.
Right.
And he remembers this commitment. In verse 2, and there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they called him unto David, the king said unto him, art thou Ziba?
Oh, yeah,
hallelujah. He said, thy servant is he. And the king said, is there not yet of the house of Saul that I may show kindness of God, kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet. Glory to God. And the king said unto him, where is he?
Yeah.
And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Maker, the son of Amiel, in Lodabar. Notice Ziba said, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet.
Come on, come on.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Jonathan hath yet a son that is lame on his feet. Hallelujah. He does not say he's got a son named Mephibosheth. He does not say he's got a son, amen, that they stole away, and his name is Mephibosheth.
Right.
But he describes him by what's wrong with him.
Right.
Jonathan hath yet a son, amen, yet that is lame on his feet. Isn't that how times, isn't that how it is a lot of times? Isn't that just like we are today when we begin to describe somebody? Many times we say, you know, Joe's boy that's always in the jail.
Yeah.
He's always in trouble with the law. Amen. You know Sally, she's the one that, amen, got pregnant out of wedlock. Amen. We say different things. We'll say, and you know Susie, amen, she's the one in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
We describe them many times by something that is physically wrong with them, or something that is, amen, is wrong with their walk in life. Glory to God. Amen. And this is exactly what they have done here. Mephibosheth, he didn't say him by his name, but Ziba said, Jonathan hath yet a son alive.
Yeah.
Amen. He's down there in Lodabar
right.
with a man named Maker. Amen. And he's lame on his feet.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
All right.
We tend to put descriptions to who we describe.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, hallelujah. Look what David does. Amen. Ziba's described him being crippled and lame in his feet. Now, I don't know about you, but I think a lot of people would have said, who else is there?
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, David's thinking about bringing him into his house, Brother Jason, and taking care of him. He's thinking about bringing him to his table and feeding him three times
sure.
a day, putting him up, amen. If he brings somebody in that's crippled on both feet, that means somebody's going to have to take care of him. Somebody's going to have to help him. Amen. If there's upstairs and downstairs, somebody's going to have to carry him up and down. They didn't have electricity and elevators, amen. Somebody's going to have to help him get to the dinner table.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Woo. But I want you to notice what David did. Hallelujah. He didn't, amen, say anything about that. Amen. But David had no comments to the question or questions about him being crippled. Amen. His condition, he didn't ask him how bad off is he. He didn't ask him, you know, is he able to crawl around? Hallelujah. But then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Maker, the son of Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was coming to David, he fell on his face and reverenced him.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. Hallelujah. He was afraid.
Yes, he was.
Who wouldn't be?
You're right.
You put your feet in Mephibosheth. feet. Amen. The king's sending for you. And he's already got a child himself now, the Bible said. Hallelujah. So apparently, he was married. He's already got a little family going. Hallelujah. He's a man now. Amen. Now David has found out about me. Maybe he's bringing me now to kill me, to execute me, and to put me out of a possible reign, even though he's been in for years. And no doubt some of them probably told him, no, he's just wanting to help you. He's just wanting to give honor to you. But in the back of his mind, I've got to think that Mephibosheth thought, what if?
Yeah.
What if, amen?
Yeah.
Amen. And so he makes his way there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, behold thy servant.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Right.
Amen. King David said, Mephibosheth. He didn't say, are you the boy that's crippled? He said, I see you're crippled. You must be Jonathan's son that they told me about. Hallelujah. I just turned that thing off somehow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got it back on. Amen. And so he did not say, amen, he called him out and said, you must be Jonathan's son. Apparently, he already found out what his name was. Glory to God. He already made up his mind. I'm not going to mention, amen, him being crippled. Amen. I'm just going to call him. When he gets here, I'm going to call him by his name.
All right.
And whatever condition you came in tonight, I want you to know that the Lord is calling you by your name.
Woo!
You may have messed up. You may have went down the wrong road. Amen. But the Lord's calling you by your name. Put your hands to heaven and praise
God.
Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The king is calling your name today.
Yes, all right.
Whether your name is John, whether your name is Tom, whether your name is Susie or Sally, I don't know what it might be. You fill in the blank, but he's calling you by your name. Hallelujah. He didn't call you. Amen. You're the one that messed up 20 years ago. Amen. And you've been on drugs and you've been down this path and that path. He didn't call you and say you're the one that your home blown apart. He didn't call you, amen, and to bring in the whole train of stuff. But he's called you by your name. Why? Because he's the king. And he's the one that can help you. He's the one that can feed you. He's the one that can take care of you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. David said to him, fear not.
Fear not.
Thank you, Lord.
For I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake. And will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father. Hallelujah. Fear not.
Fear not.
Oh, God.
Don't be afraid. David sensed that he was afraid. David knew when he came in that he knew he didn't feel worthy to be there.
Yeah.
He said, thy servant's here. I'll do whatever you want. Hey man, are you willing to do whatever the Lord wants you to do?
Okay.
Are you willing to say thy servant is here? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Fear not. Did you know that fear not is the most repeated command out of Jesus' mouth in the Bible? Hallelujah. Glory to God. It said fear not. Fear not. And fear not in some form, Brother Earl, throughout the whole Bible, whether it says be not afraid, amen, or fear not. It's in every book of the Bible in some form. Glory to God. So you don't have to be afraid.
Amen. Amen. Lord.
Yes.
Don't be afraid.
Praise
God. David said, I'll show you kindness. You're going to eat bread at my table continually.
Yes.
Woo, what a promise.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Glory to God. I'm restoring you your father's land. I mean, Jonathan was his father, Saul was his grandfather. Hey, man, all of them are dead. And I got news for you. Saul owned a lot of property. He was the king before David. Hallelujah. Somebody been, no doubt Ziba, some of them no doubt had. Amen. Was taking care of that property. Somebody had it. But David said, I'm restoring every bit of it to you. All the houses, all the land, whatever property is involved that your grandpa and your father owned, You own it all, glory to God.
Yeah.
Oh, what a blessing, amen, it was to him. Hallelujah. Why did you treat me this way, David? Hallelujah. I'm just an old dead dog, he said. I'm good for nothing, is what he was saying.
Yeah.
That may be how you feel tonight. I'm not good for anything. The Lord wouldn't want me back. I'm too messed up. I've had too many issues. I've had too many problems. I've had too many goals. Amen, with sin. But I want you to know tonight that the King is calling to the cripple. And he's calling you by your name. He's calling unto you and saying, come and dine. Amen, come and dine. Amen, there's a room at my table.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
You see the people that, amen, those people, Maker and Ziba and all them, no doubt they had been helping Mephibosheth. That nurse had helped him. They had helped him along the way. But you heard how many servants and sons Ziba had. Amen. They were helping, amen, Mephibosheth. Amen. But Mephibosheth needed a change. What kind of change did he need? He needed a change in menu. He needed a change in the friendships that he had made.
All right.
He needed a change in the location that he had been hanging out at. Glory to God. Amen. And the king called his name. And he brought him into the palace.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I like it that it wasn't a one-time dinner.
Yeah.
You ever been invited over for dinner at somebody's house?
Yeah.
Oh, they had all the fixings, or maybe, hey man, they was having a fellowship. I mean, they put on, they had the spread. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And oh man, you just ate and ate and you had fun, food and fellowship and with your friends and people you know and some people that you maybe didn't know that you got to know. Hallelujah. But David wasn't saying to Mephibosheth, come over to my house this weekend and I'm going to feed you and I'm going to treat you like royalty. He said, son, you're coming to live with me. You're coming into my house.
Yeah.
Amen. Sure. You're going to be treated like the, amen, one of the king's sons. All my sons live here. Glory to God. Amen. They've got their faults and failures, but they live here. Amen. And he's calling him to the cripple, saying, you're going from where you were. You're coming to where I am. If you will come, if you'll come and live with me, amen, I've opened a place at the table. Glory to God. And you're going to be fed like you've never been fed. And all his sons and servants, they're going to work and till all that land I just gave you. Hallelujah. They're going to bring it in for all your extended family and all of that. Amen. And you're going to be over them, but you're going to live in the king's palace. Lift your hands to heaven. Aren't you glad for those of you that are, amen, living for the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God.
Hallelujah.
Continually.
Continually.
Every time a meal served. Breakfast. Ring the bell. Amen. Some people like to eat breakfast at 6 o'clock. Some like to eat at 8. Amen. Whatever time they had breakfast. Amen. And there come up with a chef.
There
he was. Amen. So, I may have had 4 people carry him in there. I don't know. They may have had some type of apparatus that 2 people could help him or 1. I don't know. But somehow, amen, he would get in there and he would be there for breakfast. And then when lunchtime came or dinner or whatever you call it around here, amen, when the dinner bell rang, amen, here come Mephibosheth. And when supper time and all of them come in from the field, amen, here come Mephibosheth. Hallelujah. Every time that the table was opened, amen, every time that the sons gathered, every time what he said they come and die, he said you're like a son unto me, you're going to be treated like a son, you are my son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A cripple. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You may feel like you've been crippled enough. You may have messed up. You may have forsaken the Lord. One time knew him. Glory to God. You may have blown it. Hallelujah. I'm glad that his mercy endureth forever.
The Psalms.
I'm glad that he's a God of second chances. You don't have to, but he has extended his hand to you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You see, you're like Mephibosheth. Now, he used to be in the king's house. Saul was the king then. Hallelujah. And when the, hallelujah, he was living, used to, just as a little boy, amen, and was raised right there in the king's house. But things happened in life, and he got away from the king's house. He didn't really have a choice. And whether you had a choice or not, amen, whether you stumbled over hard places in life, and it just blew your life apart, or whether you just, amen, rebelled and left God, amen, it didn't matter which way it was, hallelujah, tonight he's come to call you, amen, he's come to call out to the cripple, to say, come, amen, come, come.
Yes. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Go towards the piano.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God.
Glory to God.
Yes. Yeah, man.
Can you imagine with me tonight? Hallelujah. David's got the big table spread. Hallelujah.
All right.
And it's supper time.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know, his sons started coming in. They knew what time it was they supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Come over here, Brother Jason. Hallelujah. I imagine, you know, here's Solomon. He's the one, amen, glory to God. He's the one going to take the throne, right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Whenever David dies, he's taking his place at the table. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come here, Brother Daniel. Maybe this is Absalom. Before he done messed up and done all his things, here he is at the table. Yes. Hallelujah. Come here, Brother Earl. Help us out a minute. Amen. Maybe old Joab come in.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, Joab, he was part of the family. He was an uncle. Hallelujah. But yet he was the general of the army.
Right.
And no doubt it, he was welcome at the table in many times, and most times was probably there. Hallelujah. So here they're gathered around the table. Amen. Come up here, Brother Jonathan. Help me out a minute. Amen. Maybe this is Amnon before he messed up. Amen. A fine young man, and he's around the table. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then there he is. Amen. Hallelujah. And David comes in, and he says, boys, I've got somebody new tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to introduce you to somebody. Some of you may know him.
Oh,
hallelujah. Some of you may know of him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you may have, you've heard me talk about Jonathan and how much I loved him. Amen. And I have found that Jonathan has a son alive, and his name is Mephibosheth. Hallelujah. You may know him, amen, because he was down there in Lodabar. Amen. Maker was taking care of him, and Ziba was down there. Amen. And he's crippled on both feet. Amen. Maybe you know him by that. But I want you to know he's coming in here, and he's going to be at the table tonight. He's not coming for a one-time deal, Joab. Amen. He's not coming for just the weekend, on. Amen. Solomon, but he's coming as one of you. He's going to be treated just like you're going to be treated, and you're going to be treated, and you're going to be treated. He's going to be treated like one of my sons. He's going to eat at the table. He's welcome at the table when you're at the table. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to know you're welcome at the table tonight.
Come
no matter who you are, and no matter what you've done. Amen. The Lord is calling you by your name.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Help me, Brother Tommy, where that thing work itself. Hallelujah. Come back here. Hallelujah. And so, hallelujah. Mephibosheth's back here. Now, I want you to know he's afraid. He don't know how these guys are going to react.
You're right.
He didn't know if he's going to be accepted.
Right.
You know, some people, when they make it back to the house of God, they don't know if they're going to be accepted by the church. The devil plays on their mind.
Come on, tell
him. Hallelujah. Amen. He knows that, amen, he's crippled. And he knows a lot of people make fun of crippled people. He doesn't know if they're going to call him old crutch or old cripple. They don't know if he's going to have a nickname. Amen. He don't know how he's going to be treated.
Oh, yes.
I'd say he's a little bit nervous. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. I don't know how many it took to get him in. They may have been carrying him. There may have been four men carrying him up on one of them chairs. They may have had him, amen, in some type of wheelchair apparatus. I don't know. Hallelujah. You may have had a crutch. Now imagine when David said, Mephibosheth. Notice he called him by his name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Come forth to the table. And he may have come in. Amen. Act like a cripple. Amen. And they may have been around him helping him.
Yeah.
And David may have reached out and helped him. Glory to God and bringing him in.
Yeah.
And he brings him into the table. Amen. Move down here a little bit. Amen. Absalom, he's going to sit right in here in between Absalom and Amnon. Amen. Mephibosheth, you're one of my sons now. When these boys eat, you eat. When they're called to the table, you call them. Come to the table. Your name is Mephibosheth. Hey man, we're not looking at your disability. We're not looking at what you can or can't do.
We're
calling you, amen, because you're going to be treated like a son. Glory to God. I want you to know that the Lord is calling unto you tonight to get back to Him. Hallelujah. Hey, call on His name.
Yeah.
Lift your hands and praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, brothers. You can go.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory.
Lift your hands and praise. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. I want you to know. He called you when you got saved, sir. He called you by your name. He knew who you were before you got there. When you got saved many, many years ago, Brother Earl, he called you by your name. Sister, he called you by your name. Hallelujah, brother. He's calling you by your name. Hallelujah. Amen. He's calling you by your name. He's wanting you to pull up. He's saying, come and dine. Amen. He's saying, I've got what you need, and you know you want it. You don't feel like you deserve it, but I'm offering it to you. I'm calling you by your name.
Yes.
Woo. Devil says, you can't have it like you used to. Oh, yes, you can.
Right.
Hallelujah. When the prodigal son came back home, he came back by faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
Come on. Tell it.
Amen.
Yes, he did.
You don't find that the father went all the way into the far country, got him in that hog pen and picked him up and looked down. He was watching for him to come home. Why? Because he had been in the house. He had been saved before. He had been one of the sons.
Right.
And he forsook and he went out. And so then what had to happen, he came to himself. Amen. He said, the people in my father's house, the servants are being treated better than what I'm a living, eating in this hog pen and being treated. Oh, hallelujah. I believe I'll go back home. Glory to God, and he made up his mind, Brother Earl. Amen. The father didn't go to him, but he was watching for him. And the father's watching for you to come. Brother, hallelujah. He's watching for you to come.
Yeah.
And if you'll take one step, he'll take two. Glory to God.
Yes.
I don't know how far it was. But when he came across through there, father been looking out every day, hoping he'd come home. And when he saw him making a move for him, the father made a move to the son.
Yes, he did.
Whew. Hallelujah. And he ran across that field with all his might. Amen. And he kissed him. He put a ring on his hand showing that he was a son. Amen. And had authority. Hallelujah. Showing that he was one of his. Amen. Of who he was. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the king is a looking unto you and he's a calling your name. Hallelujah. Amen. If you will shake yourself, amen, and realize that the Lord is trying to help you and he's a calling your name. And if you'll make the move of faith and call on him and ask him to, amen, forgive you and repent, he will restore you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
But you've got to have a want to.
You're right.
I may have told this story when I was here back in August or whenever it was, September, I guess it was. But it lives telling again if I told it here. That fellow named Alan Oggs, I've read his biography. Amen. He was a man that had cerebral palsy from his birth. Hallelujah. And when he was born, his mom had gotten saved just recently in a Pentecostal church. And his dad had too, if I remember right. And this has been years ago. Amen. And old Alan Oz was just a baby. They told mama, he'll never go home. He'll die here in this hospital. Hallelujah. And the pastor came and prayed for him in the morning and in the evening every day while he was in the hospital. He prayed with him. Hallelujah. You know what? It wasn't too long. I don't know. I didn't really say how long I took it. It was like a month or two or maybe more. That baby went home with mama. But they told her he will not live long. He won't make it very long in life. Amen. He's got so much against him. Hallelujah. He'll never walk. He'll never be able to be like a normal kid.
Yeah.
Mom and dad took him home. They never told the little boy as he got a little bigger that he, you know, they never said, you can't walk, stay seated. Amen. But they let him and helped him. And you know what, Brother Daniel? He learned how to walk. Amen. He didn't walk like all the other kids, maybe, but he learned how to walk.
Yeah, sure.
Hallelujah. A miracle that it was. He even went to school. Amen. And when he went to school, he didn't know he was any different than anybody else. Amen. Because mom and daddy never told him that he was different. Amen. When they would run a race or something, he would come in last place. Amen. He thought he was just slower than everybody. He didn't know that he had something called cerebral palsy and that he was not going to be able to run like those other kids.
Yeah.
Whatever age he was, he'd come home one day and said, I want to learn how to ride a bicycle. Mom, I want a bike. Hallelujah. He can walk. Mom said, I don't know about that, son. You have to ask your daddy. I don't know. And he asked daddy, he said, Daddy, he said, I want a bicycle. He said, I'll get you one, son. He went out and bought him a brand new bicycle. Hallelujah. I want you to know Alan Oggs. Amen. He got that new bicycle. And they said that first day he got on that bike, he tried to get on it and he would fall off. And he bruised himself and he scraped himself and had cuts and bruises. He tried all day long to try to learn how to ride that bike, even them helping him at times. But he was never able to ride it on that first day. Amen. And if you've heard the story, amen, you know that he parked that bike by the steps that night. He was going into the house. And when he turned to go in the house, he turned around and he looked at that bicycle. He said, you had your day today. He said, but I'll have mine tomorrow. He said, I'll ride you tomorrow.
Yeah.
I thought that's pretty good for a boy.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll ride you. He said, in fact, he said, if I die tomorrow, right before I die, I'll ride you. Hallelujah. Right. And the next day come, you can imagine he was sore. He had bruises and cuts and they had band-aids on him and all of that. And he got up the next morning and he went right back out there and went at it all day long. How bad do you want this, sir?
Come on.
Yes.
How bad do you want it?
Oh, man.
How bad do you want it?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And he fell off and he bruised, he cut himself and he was tore up. Amen. But there, they didn't know if he'd ever ride that bike. He went down the block and a little bit out of sight trying to push and get on that bike. And they looked and here he come. Brother Tommy, he had both hands on the wheel, on the handlebars, riding like and he went by them. He couldn't even look their direction because you know how a first time on a bicycle he wobbled all over the place. And he went down to the next block. They were cheering. Mom and dad were happy.
Yeah.
I want you to know that people are going to be happy when you come back home.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, heaven's going to rejoice when you come back home.
Yeah.
Glory to God. When you really give it to the Lord and get it right, amen, there's going to be rejoicing.
Yeah.
Woo.
Thank God.
And they looked at here he come back. This time, Brother Tommy. Yeah. Hey man, he's got one hand on one on the handlebar, he's waving at him as he goes by.
Yeah.
Why? He had a want to.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he parked that bike that night. And he got off of it and turned to go in the house, Brother Daniel. And he turned around. He said, I told you I'd ride that bike, ride you today. And he turned to go in. He said, what did you say? He said, if you fool with me, I'll get right back on you and ride you right now. Hallelujah. 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 How bad do you want it?
How bad? Jesus.
I want you to know Mephibosheth had a choice. When they sent for him, he could have stubbed up, folded his arms, said, I'm not going down there to see David. He'll just kill me when I get there. Amen. I'm not going down there. If he wants me, he's going to have to come and get me himself.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He could have stepped up and said, I'm not going down there to the king's palace. Amen. The devil would like you to stub up and say, you can't make it. He'll tell you they won't receive you. The Lord won't put you back. He won't receive you. You've done too bad. You've done this and you've done that. You'll never be. God is not up to the devil. He's not the one who died on the cross. But Jesus died on the cross and the king's calling to the cripple tonight. He's saying, come and die.
Jesus.
Come and die.
Jesus.
When he got all the way there, and even after he had talked to the king, he was still had to come to the table. He could have chickened out and said, no, I ain't going in there. Amen. I've seen people come and pray at an altar. Amen. And never come back. I watched one man down there in Norfolk, Virginia. He come in and he prayed. I mean, he prayed and cried and prayed and cried. I never seen anybody pray like that in a long time. Oh, man, he got it. They said, somebody said he was there years ago before I ever came down there. I wasn't the preacher. Amen. I was just a lay member. Hallelujah. He testified only three times in that service how great God was and what he'd done. I never seen him again, Brother Earl. He never stepped foot in that church house again. Hallelujah. The devil will talk you out of salvation.
Yeah,
he'll talk you out and say you're not worthy. He'll tell you you didn't get it like you got it before. Glory to God. Amen. When you come back, you're coming back by faith. Amen. It won't be like the initial time that you prayed and got born again. But when you come back by faith, you're going to have to come back. Amen. And give repentance and ask forgiveness. Amen. I'll be a servant. And you're going to have to pick up fight the devil from day one. I tell folks, when you first get saved and you never knew God,
come on.
There's what I call the honeymoon period.
Yeah.
Those first, I mean, you're ready to tell everybody, you think everybody's in the world's going to get saved right then. Yeah. Amen. You go and you tell folks, you're changed. Mm-hmm. But after a little while, whether it's a week, a month, 2 months, trial comes. The devil shows up.
Right.
When you come back as a backslider, when you've been in the far country, sir, amen, when you make your way, amen, to the king, he calls you in. He forgives you your sin. You came back by faith. He forgives you. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know if I did it or it didn't self that time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll let you change that. What he does, amen, he comes back by faith. And so when he prays and gets forgiveness, the devil shows up right then to fight.
Yeah.
Right. There was a man called me one night. His wife went to our church. She had been faithful, been there. He'd been backslid for many years. I knew him, amen, because he had relatives there. Where his wife was there. I didn't know him very well, but I got to know him a little bit and had witnessed to him. Amen. Hallelujah. And tried to get him to come to church and stuff. And I believe he had come maybe a time or two of service. And this man called me up one night. He said, she's left me. I've messed up. Amen. He said, I don't know what I'm going to do. He said, can I come talk to you? It was on Saturday night. And I said, come on down and meet me at the church. And he came, and I talked to him, and I talked to him about getting back to God, just like I've talked to you. I said, when you come back to God, hey man, you've got to throw yourself at the king's feet. You've got to come back by faith and ask forgiveness, hey man. And hallelujah, when you get up from there, hey man, it's not going to be like that first day you got saved in your life. Hey man, you're going to feel the sin roll away, amen. You're going to know that you're saved, but you're going to have to claim it by faith. Because you know you've got an experience. And I said before, when you get out that door, I said he's going to show up on your doorstep.
Yes, Lord.
I said, I believe if you give it all to God, God will restore your family.
Yeah, he will.
Right.
I said, tomorrow morning, I said, they'll be here. And I said, if you'll do, get up in front of the church and apologize to them. I said, I believe God will restore it. If I know your wife and your people, amen, I believe they'll open their arms and receive you. That man prayed that night. He cried and wept. He got up from there. And I told him, I said, the devil's going to meet you. He's going to tell you when you get out the door, don't come tomorrow. Hey, man, it's not going to work. You didn't get saved. You didn't get anything. Amen. I said, did you ask the Lord to forgive you? Yes. Did you believe with all your heart? Yes. Did you ask it from the bottom of your heart? Yes. Amen. I said, you've come back by faith. Amen. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. We got done talking there. Brother Jason, amen, his telephone rang and he picked up the phone and talked for just a few minutes. Amen. And he got off. He said, oh, the devil done showed up. He said on that phone call right there and he wept and he cried. I said, you do exactly what I said. Stand on the word of God.
Right, right, right.
Amen. That the Lord has helped you and saved you. Yeah, yeah. Go out of here with a made up mind and you show up here tomorrow morning. Amen. And whenever, amen, I call on you, you get up and you apologize to your family and ask them to forgive you. Amen. And see if they don't, amen, surround you. And he came the next morning. He was on the parking lot before anybody. Amen. And God put that family back together that next morning. Hallelujah. And that man lived for God for many years there. Hallelujah. I want you to know you can get back to God if you want to get back. I want you to know that the devil tells you that you can't. But the king's calling to the cripple tonight. He's a calling you by your name and he knows who you are. Hallelujah. He's a calling you to come. He's calling you by your name. But you're going to have to come back by faith. You're going to have to come back repentant and believe on him.
Hallelujah.
You guys can play here tonight.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Oh, Mephibosheth. Hold that sermon. What he said.
Yeah.
And I love what David said. He put him in these. Fear not.
Fear not.
God, I tell you, fear not, sir. Don't be afraid. Man, don't be afraid. All the fears that the devil has painted in your mind are lies. There's people here that love you.
Right.
Who are seeing you with open arms. But as strong as the people may be here, and as strong as the church, and as strong as I know Brother Jason is, we're all human.
Yes.
But the king is calling you. He died. Why is he calling? Because he died on the cross that you might be saved. Bible says he's married to the backslider.
Mary.
He loves you.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
But you're going to have to make up your mind. Do you want this or not? You're going to have to make up your mind like Alan Oaks did as a boy. I don't care if they tell me I can't. Mama, I can tell Mama didn't think I could. She told me I had to ask Daddy. Hallelujah. I know after the first day, amen, it looked like he'd been beat up by three kids. Blood and bruises. He didn't give up. He was just a boy. Don't give up. The king's calling you. Never head bowed here, never close, dear Heavenly Father. God, you've dealt with me for a couple, 3 days now. To preach about the king's calling. I believe with all my heart, Lord. There's somebody here that you're calling their name. He taught them a quote of my shadow. And he's calling to you. Is that you? Do you lift your hand and say, that's me? I know he's calling my name. Would you be honest? He's calling you by your name. You may be young, maybe old.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Would you step out of that aisle? Say, I know it's me.
Come on.
And I'm going to respond to the call.
Yes.
I'm going to make my way to the king's table. The devil says, but your past. Jesus says, but your future. The devil says, but you messed up. But Jesus says, you're getting ready to make a right decision if you'll come to me. Jesus says, come to me, all ye that are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Oh, glory to God. Is he calling your name? Hallelujah. He's calling you. These altars are open.
Yes.
Is he calling your name, ma'am? Is he calling your name, sir? That's right. Come. There's others here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you come right now?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. There's one. Come. Already broke the ice. Come
yes,
right now.
Yes, yes.
In the name of Jesus. Say, I know it's me. Amen. He's calling my name. Hallelujah, you've been backslidden. Come right now. Hallelujah. You've drifted away. You're lukewarm. Come right now. Hallelujah. You're lost and you know it. You're on your way to hell. Amen. You're having you're struggling. Amen. Come right now. Don't put it off.
Oh, God.
Don't put it off.
Don't put it off.
Come right now. Would you come, sir?
Jesus.
Mephibosheth. The king said, Mephibosheth.
Yes.
He didn't say crippled man.
No.
He didn't say messed up man. He didn't say you that fled from me. Amen. He didn't say you that have been doing this or doing that. But he called him by his name.
Called him by his name.
Yes. I believe with all my heart. The king's calling you by your name. And you need to respond. There's one already in his altars. But you need to come. You need to come right now, sir. Hallelujah. Come right now. Hallelujah. You're in that far country. Amen. You made your way, and the Lord's prepared to meet you.
Yes, sir.
Come right now.
Yes, he is.
Some of you sisters, come help us pray. Some of you that are prayed up and ready to go. Hallelujah. Come help us pray. Some of you prayer warriors. Hallelujah. Who else? Come. 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 The king's calling to you.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
I'm not going to belabor real long here. But I feel the Holy Ghost beckoning me to hold just a little bit longer here. Will you come, sir? Will you come? Will you come, sir?
Yes, God.
He's calling you by your name.
Yes, he is.
I believe that with all my heart.
Yes, he is.
And I don't even know you. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
But he's calling you by your name.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory to God.
Yes, God.
He's seen all the mess ups. He's seen all the failures. He's seen many wasted years. But I'm telling you, the king is calling you. He's calling you by your name. Hallelujah. Would you meet me in the altar? Would you make your way while the Spirit of God's dealing with you? I know he's dealing with you. Hallelujah. You don't have to answer that question. I know he is. Hallelujah. I know that the Spirit of God's in this house and conviction is here.
Come on. Yes, come on.
Will you make your way? Go ahead and sing, honey. Are you going to make up your mind? Are you going to come?
Jesus.
Are you going to make up your mind? I'm going to get back to Jesus. I've got to have it. Will you come? Hallelujah. Will you come?
Yes.
I've got to get back to Jesus.
Yes.
I've got to do it no matter how hard it is. I'm making up my mind. That's right. That's right. Hallelujah. Come on, brothers. Help us pray.
Yes.
Hey, amen. I'm coming back my faith.
Come
and
on,
he looked
Jesus.
Across the field and he saw you coming.
Come on, Jesus.
It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've done.
Pour your heart out, Chester. Pour your heart out.
Now the Lord is sorry.
He's calling, but because of who he is.
I'm throwing myself at your feet.
And because of where he's been.
Here I am, oh God.
Because of what he's done.
Amen, everyone. Come on in these altars.
It's time. cheated to have to bear this load. Of others who would barely even try. Spread their wings like eagles and soar to the sky. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've done. Jesus is softly calling, but because of who he is and because of where he's been, because of what he's done, and you can start all over again.
It doesn't matter who we are, where you've been, and what we've done. Keeps us calling, calling, but because of who he is and because of where he's been, because of what he's done, and you can start all over again. Because of who he is, and because of where
you've done. Jesus is calling, calling, but because of who he is, and because of where he's been.
Chester, you can't let the devil talk you out of it.